KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz. ABC's Alex Mellon says Gaetz must now get through the Senate confirmation process.
Most of the career officials that I spoke to say that they are hopeful from what they've heard from Senate Republicans, at least initially, that maybe there's a long shot at him actually being confirmed. But they note that Gaetz himself was under investigation, criminal investigation, by the Justice Department for alleged potential sex trafficking. Obviously, that investigation was closed.
Representatives of Republicans have won enough seats to control the House of Representatives, completing the GOP sweep into power and securing their hold on the executive and legislative branches of government. The Onion has bought InfoWars. The Onion, the satirical news site known for spoofing real stories, really has bought conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's media empire. Jones was forced to sell InfoWars after being ordered to pay $1 billion in a defamation lawsuit over the parents of the Sandy Hook school shootings. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Melissa Agard's first full day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. And because of that, the county's facing a housing crisis. When you look at the fastest growing cities across the state, three are right here: Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for more people. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for this bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. And Madison police say more than 24 cars were broken into on the west side. It happened yesterday at an apartment complex on Trader Road. There was just that spate of car break-ins on the east side, too, while people were working out. Police say don't leave any valuables in your car, especially within view. And the state capitol Christmas tree has been chosen, and for the second year in a row, it's from Rhinelander. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Last year, a different tree from Rhinelander was picked up to light up the Capitol, and that alone got one local couple fired up to offer their large balsam fir tree right from their own backyard. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds and made it happen. A tree lighting ceremony will be held at the state capitol on December 5th, and you can bet the Burks, who own the tree, will be there.
The tradition of having a tree in the Capitol has been going on since 1916. It'll be decorated with ornaments made from school kids across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, a very special program. We'll be doing the entire show topless.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
It's such a liberating feeling.
Oh, tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
It's an incredibly serious cabinet position, and I don't think Pegseth is a serious person and a serious pick. And sadly, it's not surprising coming from Trump, who dodged a draft 5 times, called our troops suckers and losers, insulted Gold Star families, Medal of Honor recipients, trampled on the sacred ground of Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, okay. Oh, net queen. That was 2 horrible appointments ago. That was before Attorney General Rapey McForehead and Russian assets Tulsi Gabbard.
So long ago.
You know what I would do if I were you? I'd swear. Hugh tweets, let's play Stephanie Miller Show Jeopardy. I'll take Happy Hour Podcast for 1,000, 19 times in a mere 31 seconds. That is how many times Stephanie Miller and JoJo from Jurors dropped the C word on the podcast, most recent episode. Who knew Mama speaks fluent Jersey? Oh, I speak Jersey. Yeah. It was like 8 minutes, but it was just a Mount Vesuvius of filthy whoredom, and it was cleansing.
And I was the delicate flower.
Yeah. And now I'm watching, what is it called, Chris? Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty.
On Netflix. It's the lady that's a snowman that comes to life because she puts a scarf on him. And I don't know. I assume, I haven't gotten to the sex part, but I assume that she's going to be a snowblower at some point.
Is it like using an ice dildo?
I haven't gotten to that part yet. I haven't gotten to sexy
times.
Because
he can only eat ice and he really can't, like, come inside.
And he can go inside, though. He's been in her house.
But it's warm inside.
Julie says, 'tis the season of it's beginning to look a lot like...
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitler everywhere you go. Just look at that Trump and friends, their fans threatening once again with violence and racist rants that grow.
All right, that's good. And David says, hey, Hitler Burger's now open for breakfast. That's another silver lining, right, Jody?
Yeah.
Come on down for some Lufton waffles.
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
Okay. You know what? Everything will be better because the Django promises
raised by a wild pack of Jews. Here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
For one of the top 5 funniest lesbians in America.
Wow. I'll stick with you, baby.
Times as a comedian, isn't it? You just gotta laugh or you'll cry all day long.
We do. I'm much better this week. Much better than I was last week, that's for sure. My goodness.
I mean, I literally, I know, and I just, we have to get, train ourselves that nothing's a joke. I was saying, I was on a text chain with all my best friends. My friend Glenn's like, Attorney General Matt Gaetz, and we were all like, ha, 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 come on.
Yep. I know.
Which is what a lot of the reaction of Congress people was on both sides of the aisle, because they all hate him. But I'm like,
I had work therapy since I saw you last. So for those of you that know what I do for a living, it was a bit challenging. Obviously, I have the comedy, but excuse me. Last Thursday, we raised over $150,000 for healthcare for the LGBTQ community in New York.
Yay!
And then I went to Chicago and raised another $100,000 for the Human Rights Campaign. I have a gala on Monday in New York for the Stonewall Inn initiative that creates safe spaces for the LGBTQ community. And if you left the bad bird and you want to see me where the skies are blue, I am there as well at DG Comedy. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I just told Malcolm Nance I'm not ceding any space. He says, do not leave Twitter. I am not leaving. We're told that's how we got here, is we're in our liberal bubble and we don't want to be exposed to MAGAs and whatever. First of all, it annoys them that I stay. There's a guy that calls me a bulimic ditch licker, and I'm not going to leave him.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah. This has turned into the biggest propaganda machine in the world right now. Why would we all leave and turn it into just a propaganda machine with no one pushing back?
Yeah.
So I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be where only people agree with me. I mean, this is, and I'm not ceding the space to them. You know.
Yeah.
So, let's get into Oh my God! Look at this. There's a tweet to annoy everyone. Tierra says, progressives claim Harris lost because she wasn't liberal enough. Here's the devastating reality. She ran on Biden's record, the most progressive agenda in decades, and voters rejected it. Then you have the Rolling Stone headline. Exit polls suggest Harris' investment in courting Republicans was a major misfire. While Democrats were busy making the case that Republicans should leave Trump, voters fled the Democratic Party instead or stayed home. One more. Under Dems, workers thrived. Obama cut unemployment 7.8 to 4.7. Biden cut unemployment from 6.4 to 4.1. There's a lot to analyze about 2024, but abandoning workers isn't it. And then finally, Mark Elias, who says, if you're a Democrat who's spending time attacking Kamala Harris or her campaign rather than focusing on the fight ahead, you aren't helping anyone. Oh, my God, are we done with the circular firing squad yet, right?
Please. And listen, you know I'm a Pelosi fan. I did not appreciate her stabbing Joe Biden in the front right after the election again.
Yeah.
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Me
There's
neither.
A lot of things that upset me. And I, like I said, I think she's done a hell of a job in Congress, but that was completely unnecessary. It's not helpful. We need to figure out how we can collect ourselves and get ready for the midterms, if there's ever a midterm.
Right. Right.
And that's my sense of humor, people. And that's how I get through this assuming we have another election, how are we going to be ready for
and
it?
Also, Dana, you know, I keep saying this, just and not by way of trying to spin or be happy clappy, but the fact is, this election, he's going to win by a point and a half, maybe. I mean,
this wasn't a landslide.
Politics,
it just happened.
Channel
right
said
numbers.
California voters could take away Trump's election like popular vote win and give it to Harris. Harris can still win the national popular vote. Or it's going to be a lot closer. So it is not a landslide. It is not a mandate. We are not, don't feel overwhelmed and like, oh, we're so out of touch and out of step. There's 75 million of us, Dana.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people in Congress, the Senate and the House, that are still good people that are going to push back against this authoritarian regime that he's trying to build with his cabinet appointments. And let's just remember that at this point, they're going to be so much infighting, egos and money in the government. I don't think they're going to get any of their policy actually done and anything through. And they have no one to blame but themselves now. They can't blame the Democrats if we don't have the House for stonewalling. You know what I mean? Like, this is on you. Like, they need to figure this out. But we as a party, and I'm talking everyone left to center, we need to pay attention to everything that's falling in the cracks, everything that they're not able to accomplish, figure out a plan for it, and offer a better solution for the midterms, period. We have to.
Yep. I thought Adam summed it up. He said, people who care about their country voted for Kamala Harris. People who care only about themselves voted for Donald Trump. I mean, he has made a segment of our population as selfish and despicable as he is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely. And his appointments, I don't know how Tulsi Gabbard and Matt Gaetz are going to make gigs any cheaper, because they're not. So this is a disaster when it comes to that stuff. There's a Russian spy in charge of intelligence now. I'm sorry, a possible Russian spy.
Yeah. And once again, can we go back to our Hillary was right about everything?
Everything.
I mean, tried to warn about all of it. So this didn't start now. This started, you know, before 2016, and Yeah, this one. How about, I love this. Julie says, a two-tiered system of justice is when Jack Teixeira, is sentenced for 15 years while Jack Smith winds down the criminal case against Trump for essentially the same offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are not in a, you know, the whole, like, oh, we're a nation of laws, not men. Nope. We're a nation of one man now, and Attorney General Matt Gaetz will make sure of it. We were founded on no one's above the law. We are not there anymore, Dana.
I don't even know what to say about this. I hope that someone in the House leaks these findings on Matt Gaetz. I mean, for him to pull out of the Congress. Sorry for using pull out with Matt Gaetz. 2 days before they were about to, possibly release a damning investigation. I sure hope there's still a good person in Congress and it's not going to be Mike Johnson that releases this.
But you know what I'm curious about? God, and Kevin McCarthy's going to jail. Yeah. Matt Gaetz is going to make up something. Dana, but, you know, we were asking the question. They were supposed to vote tomorrow on releasing it, even if they can't. Obviously, he quit Congress, so he's no longer under their jurisdiction, so they can't do anything about it. But can't they still release it?
100% they can still release it. They just wouldn't be able to do anything about it. But I do think that the Senate should know what
our new attorney general is a sex trafficker.
The Senate committee that he goes before should see this report.
Absolutely.
Is he going to go before?
From an email to a no vote. We don't know.
Is he going to go before a Senate committee, or is that why Trump asked for recess?
Confirmed.
But that's why Trump asked for them to run.
100%.
Yeah. We said it 2 days ago, Dana. We're like, why does he need recess appointments? He has all the power, and they're like, and I'm like, how bad are the appointments going to be?
There are indications that's not going to happen.
Yeah, John Thune's not going to do that, I don't think.
Right. Could you imagine? Literally, he's going to the Senate and going, why don't y'all take a few days off so I can get some stuff done while you're gone? That's it. He's like this mafia boss. Take some time off. We're going to take care of things. Come back. Everything's be fine.
Dana, I'm enjoying you fighting the good fight online. Tim Pool, Russian plant, right-wing influencer, said, make pronouns illegal. Everyone and everything must be referred to directly by name. And you said everyone and everything are pronouns, you douche nozzle.
Oh, there was a lot of hate for that. He was joking. Can't you take a joke? You're a comedian. Don't you know he was kidding? And I'm like, he probably wasn't kidding, and I really don't care. Stop attacking the trans community.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God, Dana. So I'm saying, I'm sorry. You know, thank God Morning Joe took a morning off from, beating up Democrats and trans issues, because Matt Gaetz targeted him directly with lies. they had to admit they're part of the story that he, took information that Trump tweeted that was completely lies about Joe Scarborough because he opposes Trump. Welcome to what Trump 2.0 is going to be. Right.
Absolutely.
I just remember him in the back of the room trying to intimidate Michael Cohen and tweeting complete witness tampering, trying to, intimidate a witness by like saying something about Cohen's personal life that wasn't true to try to intimidate him into stopping testifying. Right.
Yeah,
he's a crook.
Absolutely a mess. The whole thing's a mess. And I know this shifted, but there's a really great article that Andy Beshear about him talking about how he actually won without throwing the trans and LGBTQ community under the bus. He won again, and I hope other people actually take note of that because it doesn't have to be one or the other.
And as we keep saying, and we played Sarah McBride yesterday talking about, she and Kamala Harris, neither of them ran on identity politics. They didn't run.
Right.
I mean, this is, where is it? I have 16,000 tweets. Yes, thank you. Donald Trump ran and won on white identity, but as soon as he won, everybody begins accusing Democrats of being the ones who ran on identity politics.
Yep. Absolutely. And Democrats going back and forth about blaming the trans community, they did not lose the election. No. The trans community did not lose the election for you. Trans women in sports did not lose this election for the Democratic Party. So stop it. 86% of the LGBTQ community voted for Kamala Harris. We were one of the biggest voting blocks. The next ones, well, above and beyond that, black women and Jewish women. So stop scapegoating people that are not responsible for this loss.
Yeah. Sherilyn Eiffel, who's fantastic on Twitter, said, this is so stupid. Y'all really believe going on Joe Rogan would have flipped the election? If that were true, if going on a podcast was more important to voters than the fact that Trump's entire defense leadership saw him as a danger to the country and his chairman of the Joint Chiefs and his chief of staff called him a fascist, what would that say about the integrity of the American voter? That's the issue. I mean, you know, the problem, Dana, is... Again, like I keep saying, this all falls under the same purview of disinformation because Fox News and the right way, they protect their block from any of that information. So they didn't know that, largely.
There's a lot of people that watch Fox News. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's, Mexican people, Latin people, Hispanic people in this country that... heard nothing about mass deportation because they don't watch the same entertainment channel like Fox News or news channels like the other ones. They didn't know, and they just assumed voting for them would help the American dream that their parents have been trying to achieve.
Yeah, the Latino family that everybody talks about that said,
the thing
we
is,
we didn't think he's not going to depart our undocumented relatives because they're not criminals, because they didn't pay attention to what Tom Homan, who wrote Project the 2025, who's going to be the head of this, has said previously. They don't watch 60 Minutes. They didn't see him say, yes, we're going to deport whole families, even legal ones. So not only just not criminals, legal immigrants. I have a friend that said, oh, they can't do that. That's not legal. I'm like, oh, you sweet summer child. Yes. We're not in a world where it has to be legal.
And I think it was someone on Fox and Friends that pushed back against that and was like, this is not what people voted for. They didn't vote for grandma to be deported. They voted for criminals to be deported out of this country. That's it. You don't just round up everyone and decide who it is. We'll figure it out later. It's awful. A lot of this is hair on fire, and we're not exaggerating. It's hard to swallow.
Chris.
The thing is, more people listen to a Joe Rogan podcast every week than watch any primetime hour of Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN combined.
Yeah.
So going on Joe Rogan is more effective than going on any of these news channels.
Do you really think that would change the election?
I think it might. It absolutely might. Ignoring a gigantic audience like that doesn't do anybody any good.
Well, it wasn't ignoring. They negotiated. She is the sitting vice president, and she did just about every other outlet.
Trump went on it a couple of times.
She did Stern. She did the
the sitting president or the sitting vice president. She had work to do.
She was campaigning.
I don't know.
That's she's been doing last month.
To that point, good God above, the Twitter account said, for the record, if knowing what you know now would have changed your vote, I don't actually think you're a moron. You can thank Jesus for my forgiveness here. This is what I mean. It's it's two-pronged. It's not only that they believed the biggest liar that's ever really been in our public. the fact that you believed all of Trump's lies, I don't know what to tell you. But, it's also why are they so disposed to believing lies?
That to me, and I'm not saying all of them, it's a lack of education. I mean, I truly do. It's the algorithms on social media. It's the lack of education. It's clicking on one article and having 15 others right behind it.
Yep. Sorry. We went very long. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. I order you to thrive because we need you. We need every good soul in this fight. We take care of ourselves, right, kids?
Yeah.
We all eat right. We all exercise. It is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? Listen, family gatherings, holiday parties, right? You can, make it go a little hard on the, big nog, the whatever, fruitcake. I swear, I still maintain my mom is the only human that ever liked fruitcake. Love that stuff.
Oh.
Okay, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Wow, we're going to need all of that for the fight ahead. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies. It's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during our busy holiday season. Give yourself the gift of health this year. Kickstart your New Year's routine early. Just Thrive, for a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with that promo code Stephanie. Justthrivehealth.com, the promo code is Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same band. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Story in the LA Times about Governor Kamala Harris of the great state of California, that she would be the front runner. When are women going to always have to just take consolation prizes? Do you think she'd be a fantastic governor? But.
Oh my God, all this BS where everyone's like, Biden should resign so Kamala becomes. No, no, no. She's not. That's not how she wants to be the first female president of the United States. And that's not how the next person who also earns this position wants to be the second female, because Biden stepped aside and gave Kamala Harris 2 months. I can't with these people. Like, stop it.
I'm for it because it's immature and it would up all the Trump 47 and merchandise.
Exactly. I can understand. That's the only reason exactly. why it would be funny.
I'm for every act of resistance, and most more immature, the better. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at MoveToMadison.com.
Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well, whew.
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
This is not
the Revolutionary War where there's a some sort of a line in the sand, and then, you know, combat is on one side, and the rest of us can stay behind this line, and that's not combat. I would ask him, you know, where do you think I lost my legs? In a bar fight? I'm pretty sure I was in combat when that happened. And you know, it just shows how out of touch he is with the nature of modern warfare. If he thinks that we can keep women behind some sort of imaginary line, which is not the way warfare is, you know, today.
Oh, thank you, Senator Duckworth. Okay. Yes, about new Defense Secretary Pete weekend Fox host. Okay. I was a weekend radio host for a minute, Chris, but I got my full-time show pretty quick, so I looked down on him. Okay.
You were weekdays on CNBC.
Yes, yes. I was a weekday host.
You were.
here we are with the He-Man Woman Haters Club, right? Yeah. I mean, women shouldn't serve in combat. I mean, here we are. It's by
awful.
The way, your fantastic podcast partner and our friend Allison Gill said, if you voted for Donald, don't you dare thank a veteran for their service today. You voted to eliminate VA hospitals and clinics, slash benefits for disabled veterans, and to eliminate veteran jobs in the federal workforce. You are not welcome for our service. It literally feels like waking up in 18, I don't even know what year, doesn't it?
16. It does. And I think they're going to take as much as they can from this country, and then they're going to cut and run. They're going to do it as long as they can, or as long as until we literally do a revolution with the people, because this is a mess. But we know it's going to happen. They don't care about anyone in this country. They only care about themselves and making billions, literally billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Chris, who said I'll give you the truth about why I'm not speaker? It's because of one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. That member is Matt Gaetz. Who said that?
Betty Rubble.
No, that
Mr.
was
Hankey?
Kevin McCarthy. Who says Matt Gaetz will not get confirmed. Oh, another sweet summer child. Dana, we've been talking all morning.
By the way, Senator Durbin is demanding.
He's demanding that they release the ethics. Yeah, well. How many sentences have started with Senator Durbin demands?
Oh,
how about this one?
Oh, wow.
How about this one? Elizabeth Warren tweets, Donald Trump and his transition team are already breaking the law. Another sweet summer child. I would know because I wrote the law. Incoming president is required to prevent conflicts of interest and sign an ethics agreement. This is what illegal corruption looks like. I mean, Dana, the question is going to be, who's going to do anything about it? Attorney General Matt Gaetz?
I agree with you. It's a lot of it feels like we're doing everything for naught. Elizabeth Warren is at least going to be head of what, banking and all of the things that oversee that in the United States government now. At least someone's going to be pushing back. I don't know if it's going to help. You know, I don't mean to be like, oh, throw up hands in the air. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep fighting. But some of these things we're not going to be able to do anything about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can only do what we can do, and I'm glad we have fighters like, you know, Elizabeth Warren there. But, I mean,
thank God.
Dana, we've just been talking about all the headlines going to make your head explode. Aaron Rupar said, you know, we played the audio earlier. Uncommitted Michigan delegate on CNN pleads with President Biden to do something about Netanyahu before Trump and Mike Huckabee complete an ethnic cleansing campaign of the West Bank. I don't even know. John Pavlovitz said last week Jill Stein voters reminded us why sometimes stupidity is permanent. I don't even know what to say anymore about
people Jill Stein
voting.
Went right back into the hole she crawled out of every 4 years. Haven't heard from her about how we're going to help, you know, the West Bank that they're about to level so that Kushner can build on it. Like, it's just awful.
Stephen Beschloss, who we're going to have on
next week,
said Vladimir Putin has never laughed so hard. Good work, Donald. The boss could not be more pleased. Yep. I mean, this is what I was saying, Dan. It's not, nothing's hidden anymore. Tulsi Gabbard is a known Russian asset. I mean,
absolutely.
I keep saying it. The enemy has taken us without a shot. And I have no idea. I don't think any of us can guess.
I don't either.
Next.
And we don't want to sound all doomsday. I know y'all don't listen to this, for us to bring you down, but we also want to be very realistic right now. Like, this is not good. What's going on is not good. It's crazy pants.
Yeah. I love this. Randy Mamsinger said, celebrating Thune over Scott, we have now entered the rooting for the nicer fascists stage of grief.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not so bad. I mean, Marco Rubio is a spineless worm, but oh well.
Could be worse.
Could be raining.
I mean, a lot of people, I think, were surprised by that. Out of all three people, Cornyn, Thune, and Scott actually voted with Trump the least amount of all three of them.
I mean,
and with Biden, the most amount of all three. I mean, all three of them. Like he, I, the whole thing is bizarre.
And,
I know. No idea how that
and they
happened.
May, we maybe just sit back.
That's you know what I keep right now inside.
You know what I keep saying? It's from my bowels. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, what I keep saying, Dana, all we can do is what you're doing. You know, all the good work that we've all tried to do is just take care of yourself, take care of other people that you can, build your strength. And maybe, you know, we're going to just watch them implode. There's already all this infighting. MAGA's going crazy over the Marco Rubio, you know. Bobby Kennedy's going nuts over the Marco Rubio. But you know what I mean? They're everybody, all MAGA. Oh my God, MAGA was targeting Thune and the other, right?
Yeah.
And their families. They were like going after the other Senate candidates. It weren't Rick Scott. And so they're already this bag of rats. That, you know, like we should just sit back. Sit back and take care of what you can take care of. I mean,
yeah, I think it's interesting that MTG hasn't been put up for anything, and has Boebert. I can't tell what's real. And
I
what's
don't know
not
if that's
anymore.
A joke that she, the Department of Education.
It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Okay, but
so far it is. I thought Matt Gaetz was a joke.
So far,
he probably
it's a joke.
Is going to put one of them in charge of the department and then abolish it.
Right. There you go.
So they're going to be back right. where they started.
To your point, to my point about taking care of, you said that you tweeted in Trump's own words, he's pushing to define a family as a mother, father, and child. If you're in a same-sex marriage, especially if you have children, please take the next 2 months to put out all the protections you can in place to legally protect your family. There's that. I mean, by the way, and humor, someone said J.D. Vance will be the first vice president to have a beard in nearly 100 years and the first millennial vice president, and you said, and her name is Usha, and you said that, you just laughed. Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
He wears a lot of guyliner, and Peter Thiel's his buddy.
There's more than one story about a guy going out on a date with someone named James back in the day. Like, this isn't things we're just, you know, making up about. There's people that have said they've gone out on a date with J.D. Vance back before he changed his name. And there's nothing wrong if you decide you're in one lane and not the other, but we've always talked about this. It's the hypocrisy. Do whatever you want behind closed doors, as long as you're not hurting children or animals, in my opinion. But don't pass legislation trying to hurt the communities you tinkled in for a little bit.
By the way, speaking of the bag of rats.
Sorry, it's probably tinkle.
Oh.
I have no
idea. Yeah, that's not tinkle.
Speaking of the bag of rats, Mother Jones.
As long as there's consent.
Exactly.
Whatever golden shower you're
right.
into.
How long before Putin releases the golden showers tape? There might be a... Well, maybe a silver line would be like a yellow lining.
Golden lining.
Yeah, yellow lining, right. Mm-hmm. Mother Jones magazine said, how long before Elon Musk gets kicked out of Mar-a-Lago? The tech billionaire is reportedly irritating Trump insiders who say Musk is everywhere you turn, from the resort's gift shop to nearly every meal with Trump. Why? It seems like Musk can't escape the essential fabric of being a deeply unlikable personality. And then yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, Trump said, Elon won't go home. I can't get rid of him, at least until I don't like him. Has he not seen every story of every person that is loyal to Donald Trump and gets thrown overboard at some point?
It's going to happen. You know, as much as he is beholden to these people because they've purchased him, his ego is not going to let them control him completely. It's just not Putin, sure, because I think Putin could have him easily killed. But these other people are just, I think he's going to, people are going to get fired. He's going to replace one fascist with another. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a clown show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. JoJo from Jurors, our friend, said the same mag idiots who tell me that I don't have the right to talk about the military because I didn't serve, just put in a 5-time draft dodger who mocked military service and tried to gut the VA back into the White House. I mean, at the end of the day, Dana, nothing about this election makes sense. People voting for their abortion rights while voting for the rapists that took away their abortion rights. I don't know.
The cognitive dissonance in this country is mind-blowing to me right now, if it was all legit. And also, and you know that I feel very strongly about this, no matter what your opinion is of trans women in sport, I'm not going to argue with you, but I will say this. If you're not fighting for them to keep the Department of Education, you don't care about women in sport at all, because it will get rid of Title IX, and it's going to be, so there's not going to be any women's sports to worry about. So if you're not arguing for the Department of Education to stay in place, you really don't care about girls' sports at all. You're just a bigot.
What's my favorite? I'm going to quote American president.
But Sidney Allen Wade said, voters care about, something some voters care about. And she said, voters care about what I tell them to care about at election time. They spent $150 million to convince you that trans people are a huge problem in your life when they're 0.00001% of the population. So it's.
Well, that and trans people have always been here, and this was not an issue 10 years ago. There was marriage equality was an issue, but they tried to do this before. I do work with the Gill Foundation. They tried to do this whole trans girls in sports as a threat years ago, and it never caught. It didn't get any traction. And then someone decided to bring it back up, and somehow this time it did.
Yeah.
It's just really unfortunate.
Ron tweets, I guess Hegseth finally gave up on trying to convince Fox he's competent to host his own show, so he had to settle for Secretary of Defense. This is where we are. Yes. It's not good enough to be a weekday. Okay. By the way, oil giant, just you were wondering if we've gotten ridiculous enough. Oil giant ExxonMobil opposes Trump's plans to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Black Knight said, if Exxon's telling us he's going to destroy the planet, we are cooked.
Yeah.
ExxonMobil said. Sorry, Dana, go ahead.
I'm with you. All you can do is laugh at that point. I'm with you 100%. There's nothing else other than humor there. It's craziness.
Your friend and ours, Mary Trump, said the media wants to blame Kamala Harris. They should take a look in the mirror. And I thought Garry Kasparov, Malcolm Nance retweeted him. He said the point of modern propaganda isn't only to misinform or push an agenda. It's to exhaust your critical thinking, to annihilate truth. And that's not going to stop, by the way.
Right.
Because the election's over.
Not at all. And it's one of the reasons why you and I are not leaving Twitter. I'm not going to let this be some sort of an echo chamber for fascism with no one pushing back against it.
Yeah.
It's just absurd.
Yeah. Do you hear that, Tom? These two bulimic ditch lickers are staying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He called Bob Seska, a bone smoker?
Bone smoker.
Bob Straight. Doesn't matter. Okay. Dean Dobadala said Trump's tariffs are 100% going to cause the economy to crater. Thanks to Trump's tariffs, Democrats will win the House and Senate in 2026 on our way to taking the White House in 2028. Possibly. I mean, that's the other thing. People don't understand. Nothing's forever. My dad only won six. Goldwater won six states. Reagan, Walter Mondale won one state. I mean, we have had actual landslides before and come back,
I hope that's the case. I just praying that all of our elections moving forward aren't some performative Russian backed, theatrical presentation.
Yeah. Just saying,
that's all I can hope.
Just saying yeah to that.
Yeah, it's just all I can hope.
Julie in Portland, you're on with Dana. Hello, Julie.
Hi. First of all, I have to say I love you all, and I've been listening to you from the very beginning.
Thank you.
And I don't know, this whole thing is horrific, but I think we've been a mess in this country really since the beginning, and I'm wondering if what happened is how it needed to happen. And that helps me to focus more on, because all the things you're talking about, I'm somebody who pays attention and has been a political activist, and there's so much. There's just so much going wrong. And so if I can focus on, okay, we're kind of getting the government we deserve, and not all of us, but we allowed this to happen, and I think it's time, and we depend on our representatives, but it's time for we the people to stand the F up.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of pain, Julie, for a lot of us, but, it's like, as one person tweeted that said, I'm one of those liberal elites that they hate so much, and guess what? I'm going to be able to afford stuff no matter what. You're not. They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you did this to own the libs, but you're going to find out that we were fighting for you, too, and
Exactly. And we are who it's like we know that straight white men have ruled, and there I know that people in the minority, people that are on the outside and not being represented, for them I think some of this, it feels like a Tuesday, if you're brown in this country, or if you're an immigrant, or you're identify yourself as transgender, whatever, then you haven't ever really been treated like you deserve to be treated. And it's time for those of us who can stand up and speak out and have the resources, whatever that might be, to really just step it up and make sure that you're involved in local elections. It's like, wake up.
Yeah.
And the people, like you're saying, the people who are, I mean, I'm actually just calling them stupid. And if they're in the government, they're stupid cowards. And yeah, there's not much that I can help you with there. Like,
yeah,
you're gonna, you know, you effed around and you're gonna find out.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Sorry,
Julie, thank you. I love you too. Oh,
oh, that's
she
okay.
does love the F word. Oh, well, then
we
get the
too.
Happy Hour podcast, yes, from Monday with me and JoJo from Jers. Okay,
Happy Hour Extra.
Oh, yes, wait, no, it was Tuesday.
It was
literally Tuesday because I saw her next Tuesday.
That's right,
next Tuesday.
And it's Happy Hour Extra podcast.
Yeah. There you go, yes, from Tuesday. Yeah, I, you know, boy, the Let It All Burn people are going to get their wish, Dana. I mean, it's not going to be
they
pretty.
Really are.
But
no. And if Julie, if you wouldn't mind somehow recording a story on the Calm app, you have an incredible voice that I think would put,
yes,
a lot of people,
yes,
at ease in this country.
Absolutely.
You know what? I could use.
So thank you for calling in.
I could use some alternatives on the Calm app because the sound of rain is, as Chris knows, very stressful for me because I always I'm the old lady that lives in a colander. I have leaks everywhere. So the sound of rain is incredibly stressful to me.
They have forest noises, too.
Oh, okay. Everything stresses me out now.
A babbling brook.
Do you have a
green
story
noise?
About someone's building a new roof on a building? Do you have that? That'll put me
rainproof
right to
roof.
Bed.
Yeah.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my emotional support dogs. They don't. I don't need vests for them to know that they are my sole emotional support, and they are 2-ply. That's the nice thing about having two. You cry into one, it gets too soggy, and then you use the other one.
Exactly.
And then you blow dry the first one, and you're all ready to go again.
Right.
And you keep them happy and healthy. I'm just, speaking of Russia, they're like Russian weightlifters. That's how strong they are. I don't understand. They're 10 pounds and you cannot move them when they have planted themselves in the bed. Well, they plant themselves on you, and even if you move.
They're like suction cups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're my little barnacles on the boat of life. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, they're not like my children, they are my children. And so I feed them superfoods. What does that mean? It means turkey, beef, duck, salmon, bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. All of those nutrients, all that flavor is packed in there. It's not cooked on high heat. It's not fractionated. You know what that means.
That means
bad.
they
cereal. The dog's not supposed to eat cereal.
No.
That's all, like, they try to sneak a 15 different kinds of sweet 16 ways to Sunday in there and trick you. Don't do it.
No.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now in a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Ooh, what a lovely program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth! This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are laying out their priorities for the next session. Here's Derek Tritz.
This legislature will have a new balance. Democrats picked up 10 seats in the Assembly and 4 in the Senate. Assembly Republicans are mainly focused on inflation, citing that just about everything costs more. To address this, they are hoping to return Wisconsin's more than $4 billion budget surplus back to taxpayers through methods like making retirement income tax exempt, according to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was just reelected to his post. The party also wants to send abortion access limitations to Wisconsin voters via referendum. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democrats are looking at a pathway to Senate majority in 2026. Senate Democrats are pushing for more education funding after State Superintendent Jill Underlie announced wanting billions for Wisconsin students, especially after some years of having no increases. They're also focused on Medicaid expansion. The new legislature will be sworn in on January 6th.
And Amazon has finally broken ground on the distribution center in Cottage Grove. The company has about 100 of these huge fulfillment centers across the country. This will be the first in the Madison area. It's expected to create up to 1,500 jobs and provide a huge tax benefit to the city. Amazon Leader is expected to open in late 2026. And a committee is now narrowing down the options for a new name for Southside Elementary. The school opened last year, and Southside is just a temporary name. More than 50 people nominated Lori Mann Carey as the school's namesake. She was a Madison teacher who dedicated her life to supporting students, especially students of color, with an education fund. She died in 2020. But the governor and a sitting state Supreme Court justice nominated Shirley Abramson, Wisconsin's first woman, on the high court. Under district rules, they have to have 4 names for finalists, and 2 of them must be people. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild, with highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joins us at 11:06. All things sports with J.R. Ratcliffe, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
So, Geraldo Rivera claimed he threw up in his mouth after hearing that Trump nominated rotten, creepy Matt Gaetz. He said, I think it's a horrible, creepy choice. I have no idea why he did it. Because he's Donald Trump. Have you not paid attention for the...
He's also doing it, in some respect, to troll the libs a little.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
That's what he does.
I guess. I mean, that's you know, some of it, then they're going, oh, you know, he's just doing that to get other people in because it's not as horrible as... I have no idea. Who can say?
I really truly
Trump
feel
2.0?
Like he's been appointing people that can blackmail him. A lot of the people that he has appointed, hosted Fox News, they know the truth. Matt Gaetz, he knows the truth. And well, now with this whole thing, you know, Trump can get Matt to do anything he wants because of this investigation in the House.
How about this? Mike Pence says he's literally praying Trump doesn't pardon the January 6th rioters because they probably still have their
gallows.
Yeah, they probably still...
What a mess.
I love you, what a mess. What a complete mess. I love you, Dana Goldberg. That's all I know for sure.
Thank you, Dana. All I know. I love you all, too.
See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedarcrest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.